I could literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I could start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
Dude, how hard do you believe?
In Santee?
Yeah.
Big time.
Dude, that's what I'm saying.
Enough that, like, I'm ashamed of my ancestors who didn't believe.
Oh, for sure, bro.
My family's stupid. My entire race is stupid. Santee Fa.
That's what I'm saying, dude. I'm rising
up. I fight to... You know,
I'm gonna spoil. I might throw a can of worms into the family dinner talk, slam the table, and be like, "You guys even fucking care what today's even about?" Just go buy my little plate of milk and cookies and be like, "You gotta leave milk and cookies out."
Am I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You better.
I always do.
Good.
I still leave them out.
Yeah, I'm gonna leave them out. Wait, when was St. Nicholas Day? I didn't leave my fucking shoe out.
You forgot? I left the shoe
Fuck.
Out. I got some sweet treats.
What'd you get?
Twix.
Fruity Tootsie Roll?
I got Twix.
Did you really?
Yeah. And then in the spirit of St. Nicholas, I broke it. I shared it. I gave one to Christopher and one to Brian. I said, you know what? You guys have my Twix. And St. Nicholas smiled upon me.
You think so?
Definitely.
Fuck, I'm pissed I missed it. Dude, I remember when I was younger missing St. Nicholas Day and be like, fuck!
I was making myself laugh thinking about Santa's coal mine.
What coal mine?
You know, it gives out coal to everybody.
True.
Must have everybody always shows the toy shop elves. Must be a pretty rough other end of that.
Yeah, I was actually thinking the other day about like just a kid getting coal. Like there had to have been kids out there.
My dad
got
coal.
Just one lump
he
of coal.
He told me there was several years where he got just a lump of coal.
Oh, dude.
Young
what's
Phil.
That, what's
tiny
that,
Phil.
What's that do to a person?
That just lets you know your parents are poor.
True, but I mean like what the fuck?
If you're a poor parent, you can just be like, listen, this is your fault. You're a piece of shit.
Fuck.
Santa doesn't like you. Fuck.
Was he being bad?
Yeah, Phil was he's a bad boy.
And he got a lump of coal.
He got a lump of coal, dude. He did. I'm certain he got a lump of coal one year.
I mean, imagine how hard you believed in Santa when you were little.
Oh,
and it comes out
like,
that, man, he thinks I suck.
The Christmas excitement. Like I remember like waking up Christmas Eve and being like, I couldn't even fucking sleep the night before.
So fucking
finally
fun,
waking
dude.
Up and being like, yes, yes, and running downstairs. And seeing a fucking lot. You must have fucking screamed. You must have fucking
no,
cried.
You didn't scream, dude. You get your ass pulled.
I mean, dude, something inside of him died.
For sure.
I mean, the third lump of coal is probably
I mean, that's
like,
where you punch a dog in the head when you're 15. That's where you punch Riggins on the top of his head.
I mean, dude, that's fucking horrible.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he hasn't like vacuum sealed Riggins' head yet.
True. Yeah.
God
I mean,
damn.
Lump of coal for a kid is dead. But again, it was like the, you know, it was like the early 60s. Like, I mean, I think he was living on a creek in central PA.
Yeah.
In the 1960s. Like, it's not like he was like.
I mean, and they didn't have like lump support groups back then for kids.
No, you
just got
a lump of coal and you showed up to school. And kids were like, what'd you get? And he's like, fucking coal.
Fuck
man.
You, dude.
Santa just told me to go fuck myself.
I mean, I had to have been, with all the religious stuff tied to that, that had to have been pretty synonymous with, like, going to hell.
Phil, my dad had a rough Santa Claus journey. Now that I think about it, because the other story that's, like, my favorite story, I think I've told it on here, was his dad died. My dad's dad died when he was young.
Okay.
And then that year for Christmas, his older brother, I think it was his older brother dressed up like Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
To like, because Phil and his younger brother and his sisters are young.
Okay.
And the brother's like 7 or 8 years older. So he was like, going to surprise them and like pretend to be Santa Claus. You know, it was a rough time.
What did he do when when the real Santa Claus showed up?
True. Straight up Santa Fa. But he got drunk and fell off the roof.
Fuck.
So all the little kids were like excited for Santa. And then Santa was just drunk and fell, and they're like, oh my God, Santa! It just came out as him, and he was all shit-faced.
And then, a year later, that Santa gave him a lump of coal.
Yeah, man.
So it must have been like, what the fuck
is
going
Santa's
on?
Yeah, man, Santa's a dickhead, dude.
Well, apparently
that was also one of the lies. I remember lying and saying I saw Santa.
What?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's not a lie, bro.
I remember...
You just believed.
No, no, no. I remember saying I saw his sled.
To who?
To, like, my aunt, who knew I was lying.
How old were you?
I was young, obviously. Okay. But I still even then knew she knew I was lying.
Fuck.
Just the way her path of questions.
Oh, that's fucked
like,
up.
Like, she was just fucking with me, like, oh, yeah? Like, shit like that. And I was like, yeah. I remember being like, yeah, what the fuck is your problem? I vividly remember that lie.
That's so funny. And she was just like, really now?
Yeah.
Did you claim to hear bells?
Dude, one time. I got a great Christmas story. Now we're in the holiday spirit.
Hell yeah.
The local news said there was too much fog and you had to ring a bell so Santa could find your house. It fucked me up, dude. I was spazzing.
Were you ringing a bell?
I broke a bell. Did you really? I broke the bell ringing it.
I was like, come on, Santa.
Yeah, man.
He found your house?
He found my house. Santa was always good. He was good to me.
Dude, I was like...
Actually, he was okay. Fucking...
What'd he get you?
I always got average.
Yeah.
And then you'd see other kids with their fucking balling shit.
Crazy shit.
I get nothing. I got a PlayStation 2 once.
That's
good. Like 8th grade.
That's
that was
Santa,
sick.
That's Santa coming through.
That was... that was big for Santa.
I the best thing I ever got on Christmas was that remote control car that could flip over and still drive. Fuck. Remember that thing?
Yes.
Dude, I got that one year and was just like, fuck my... I was to the fucking
Yo,
mood.
Did you guys have to go to church after you opened gifts?
Yeah, it fucking
Whoa,
sucked,
how
dude.
Much does that suck?
Fuck.
You get all these sick toys and then you immediately have to go to church for an hour.
Yeah, dude, fuck. And then the parking lot's packed.
Just let me go home and play with this fucking toy.
Sometimes we go to midnight mass. That was fucking dank. That's when we got older. We go to midnight mass, come home, everyone gets a trade one present. We do like a family Pollyanna.
Yeah.
Midnight mass, come home around 1 o'clock, eat some sweet treats. Some people drink a little coffee, and it's like, here's all the presents for the siblings. Then you wake up and Santa comes.
And Santa has come.
That's it. It's the best. Watching a little kid who genuinely thinks Santa.
I'm going to get to see.
Still believes.
I'm going to get to see the kids enjoy it this year.
Dude, it's the best. It's the fucking.
I'm going to cry, I think.
Dude, I can't buy Hallmark cards anymore without crying. And I was in Target getting a card for Brittany, and I was reading it, and I was just like, the last couple times I've got them, I'm like,
I'm Yo, there's aisle. A fucking Apple commercial right now that makes me cry.
What is it?
This is Grandpa. I think they play the Up music.
Oh, man.
And this, his granddaughter makes like a slideshow on the tablet that has Grandma... like photoshopped into it.
Is Grandma dead?
Yeah.
Jesus, dude.
Yeah.
That's enough. That's too much.
That's bullshit.
That's too much.
Dude, there was one I was watching. There's a commercial. There's a girl, a little girl in bed, in a hospital bed.
Mm-hmm.
And a nurse walks in and she's like, she sticks her arm out because she's clearly getting chemo. She's like, more treatment today. And the nurse is like, different kind of treatment today. And a dog comes in. It's like a nice dog, like a treatment animal.
Yeah.
And then they're like, pedigree, dog food.
Fuck, man.
It's like, why are you showing me a kid with cancer?
That I'm telling you, that's
to buy
the
dog food.
That's the move.
And then they show like an old man crying with his granddaughter on his lap.
Yeah.
He's like, that's her, isn't it? It's like, Jesus Christ, dude.
Fuck.
What are we doing?
That'd be tight to bring like Shyamalanian twist to those commercials and the grandmom standing behind is like, shh. Like dementia. Aftercare dementia. Sunrise assisted living. Dude, that'd be tight.
Yo.
Because commercials are like, well, dude, I saw a lady today in Whole Foods with a shopping, like, you know, people bring their own shopping bags.
Yeah.
It's like, this bag fed 4 rescue dogs. It's like, what is this need to broadcast all of this weird good word? It's so bizarre. Dude, I'm telling you, it reminds me of back in the day when people could buy their way into heaven through church.
Yeah.
And now you can do it, you know, in a certain sense through like buying sugar from Cameroon and being like, well.
Yeah. I helped a warlord who uses child generals, child soldiers.
Yeah, dude.
Anyway, dude, let's get back to the Christmas spirit.
Exactly.
I'm so hyped on Christmas spirit right
now. Going to fucking
church.
You
know, the lights in my house, like the Christmas lights at night on the tree.
Bro.
Come on.
You come downstairs in the morning. Come on. Come downstairs, and it's like kind of so early. The light, it's like kind of dark out, and you see the lights, and you're like, "Whoa! I didn't see that bicycle when I went to bed."
Mm-hmm.
Dude, it's unbelievable. It's ecstasy.
It really is
sheer ecstasy.
It really is.
You come down to the fucking. It's kind of still dark out. The lights are blinking. The elves are like my mom has these weird ass fucking like wire form elves that you can kind of put into different. We had like a wire form elf, wire form Santa. And we used to bend Mr. Santa over and have the Santa like, who's messing with the elves again?
Yeah, we used to do that with the reindeer.
Yeah, you make them
people put out front.
Oh,
dude, and we used to do it in my neighborhood. We would make the reindeer fuck, And then on people's front yards, hilarious.
So funny.
So funny. But so funny. When my ex-girlfriend's grandparents lived in my neighborhood, and I didn't know, and they were talking about how every year that would happen, and I was just like, whoa, that was me.
Did you know anyone who ever...
That was me.
You know anyone who ever popped those things?
No, I think that's fucked up. I have been a part of that, and I wasn't... I really regret it, to be honest.
We're just getting out. I remember being... I don't know who it was, but someone run up, they watched this, and be like... That's like $100 a piece.
I know, which also now that I'm an adult, I'm like, yeah, good.
What, pop them?
Good. Fuck those dickheads that have those giant inflatable things and them getting popped. You're just down $100 and you don't have to store that thing 360 days a year in your fucking garage.
You think some of it might be like an inside job? Like, you fucking popped our floating Santa Claus, or like our little snow, our floating snow globe. That's, dude, to go over. It's funny, too, to be like, Danny, the snow globe's dead. Some dude just walked by, like, stabbed it.
Fuck, man, I'm excited.
I'm fucking stoked.
I got Christmas spirit.
Usually,
now.
Christmas, I have a tradition where I get stoned and I drive around and look at all the Christmas. I go to like a nice neighborhood and look at all the Christmas lights.
Oh, we do this thing in my neighborhood. Awesome. Luminaries, they call it. They just put bags of sand with a candle.
That's pretty
on the
tight.
Curbs, on all the curbs. Yeah, dude, that was coming downstairs, man. Christmas Day, get down early. You ever get down early before everyone?
For sure,
I did that. Yeah, a little sneaky move, tear open a fucking corner,
peek, run back dude, up. Dude, that's fucking. Like, I know what everyone has.
Yes,
that's pretty tight.
Yeah,
I'm still geeking on what. So what happens?
But then the payoff is everybody comes back from Christmas and it's like,
gear. I mean, the gear
loaded.
Yeah, and you come back and your gear's just right for.
That's
like,
all I had every year. That's all my clothes was Christmas clothes. My mom dictated my clothing for years.
Yeah, dude, I remember I caught a pair of bullheads one year, dude. Wide, like JNCO leg length flare, dude, and just went in a dress
really?
Down day. I couldn't.
You had JNCO jeans?
I had bullheads.
What are they?
So they were like, they were of the wider leg variety, but not as wide as JNCO's.
You had wide jeans?
I was a skater, bro.
Fuck.
I was a skater, surfer, snowboarder from San Diego, bro. Of course I fucking...
True. That's how you got surfers, out of those JNCO's you were wearing.
Bullheads, bro.
The bullheads got in your system.
I got
system.
Them from PacSun. They were khakis that had a white stripe, and they were so fucking wide. Dude, they're almost as wide. My mom wouldn't let me get JNCO's because they were $50.
JNCO's are... wild.
She was like, if you want, I'm a pain. Remember they had like the little cartoon character on the back pocket? Dude, anyone who had JNCO's at CN Skate Palace was a fucking man.
Fuck.
I just wanted to fucking
thank
listen.
God I played sports then.
I played sports a little bit. Skateboard. I played extreme sports, dude. Yeah. Fucking let me get up to the camera and stick my tongue out, dude. Dude, I fucking
No showboating.
I remember
no
I,
showboating on my end, bro.
Mom, all showboat. I'm all hot dog. I said hot dogging in school the other day. And someone goes, what the fuck's hot dogging? And I explained
hot
to him. He started cracking up. He's like, that's the funniest fucking thing I've
ever heard. Hey, you're hot dogging.
Like, you ever heard of hot dogging, bro? He's like, no, I have no idea what you're talking about. And I explained it to him. He's like, that's fucking hilarious. Yeah, bullheads.
Christmas is hot dogging. Hanukkah is just good.
True.
Run the football. Hand the ball to the ref. Christmas is big time hot dog.
Yeah, that's like being down by 10, still dancing after you get a sack. I don't understand. What the fuck are you celebrating? I mean, come on.
Will. What's the best gift you got? I don't know. I think mine's the play. I think I got a PlayStation 2 in 8th grade. I think that was my best gift.
My best gift was my bicycle with a radio attached to it. Free Spirit. I wanted a green.
That's awesome.
I wanted a green bike. That's the first time Santa slipped. I asked for a green bike. My sister asked for a purple bike. I got a purple bike with a radio on it, but I was like, whatever. I can still bump. I can still bump fucking
the
twos.
How old were you?
Fuck, man. I was probably like 6. I was back when I still lived in Haverton.
Wow. So that was Santa.
That was Santa, bro. I remember coming down and being like, oh, Santa makes mistakes. I was like, well, you know, he's got a lot on his mind.
Santa makes mistakes.
I remember thinking like, well, I asked for a green's my favorite color, not purple. And I was just kind of like, well, whatever.
I'm not going to say anything.
I was still like, this is fucking sick.
That's nice.
I would bust that thing around, crank fucking under the bridge.
I wanted
chili
a BB
peppers.
Gun. I wanted a BB gun.
Yeah.
Never know. Got that.
I asked for a BB gun. I think I got a marksman slingshot. That was pretty... No, did I have one of those? I think my older brother had one. Excuse me.
You're excused.
That bike... You know, well, I don't want a slingshot.
You're excused.
That bike was probably, I would say, the dankest thing ever. The bike and the flip-over remote control car, easily the two dankest Christmas presents I ever received.
PlayStation 2.
That's a biggie, dude.
Yeah. That was nice. And the way Santy delivered it to me...
How?
Was he hid it behind the couch...
You thought it was over.
So they got to see me fucking half half fucking like, God damn it, dude. The one thing I asked for, you motherfuckers couldn't get me. They wanted to see if I would be grateful or not.
Really?
If I would be a little brat.
That's Cole mentality,
and I
dude.
I did not brat.
Really? You were like, oh, shucks, brat. Guys.
I did not brat. In my head, I bratted so hard.
You're like, fuck.
So hard. And then they were like, why don't you check out behind the couch? And I was like, yes, I knew it. I knew it. I knew you guys weren't pieces of shit.
Fucking damn, only someone who's gotten coal would put you through the test. That was a rite of passage, dude.
That was a big test.
Being a Christmas brat is where I might go home and brat out for Christmas.
Being a Christmas brat stinks.
Dude, it's so fucking funny.
Yeah, I didn't get what I wanted.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's it?
That's it? They're still opening gifts. I'm done with my gifts already. I actually do that every year to my mom.
Do you really?
I tell her that she likes Katie more than me.
That's fucking
And every year Katie gets more. Well, because Katie always owns like a house or an apartment. So my mom buys a ton of fucking that shit. I get like socks.
My mom gives me socks. My mom calls me. She's like, we're not doing a big thing for Christmas this
every year.
What do you, I can get you a gift. I'm like, dude, I don't want anything.
Yeah,
I
know.
I tell her, I'm like, dude, I actually will take some socks. I'm at the point now where I can definitely appreciate a new pack of socks.
Socks and undies.
Yeah.
Fleshlight. That's all I asked for.
A butthole fleshlight. Dude, next time my mom asks me, I'm like, I'll have a butthole fleshlight, please.
Please.
Like, you asked. I'm telling.
Hell yeah.
Motherfucking butthole fleshlight.
Write it down. Write a list. Write a letter to Santa and just leave it at your parents. Let me get into this story before we go. It's
please,
just,
dude.
Because I think there's some gold here for us.
This is your fucking holiday.
Speaking of foreigners acting unruly.
Perfect.
Classic fucking foreigner here.
So what happened?
We got a little... Christmas Eve stunk.
Yeah.
But then Christmas, we got a little fucking hammered and played Monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
And my Egyptian brother-in-law went full fucking Arab fucking slumlord, dude.
Who's playing? Who's all in this game?
My girlfriend, who's drunk.
Okay.
My sister, who's drunk. I'm drunk. I guess we're all drunk. My sister, my girlfriend. Yeah, we're all fucked up. Girlfriend, sister, brother-in-law, me.
That's four good. People. Yeah, it's good. That's a good Monopoly. Yeah.
I haven't played Monopoly since I was a kid.
Were you the hat?
I was the...
Wheelbarrow?
No, I was a battleship, dude.
Sick. All right. So
yeah, battleship.
I thought I could guess your Monopoly piece.
No. You thought I would be a hat?
The hat's like fucking good. Wait, go ahead.
They have new Monopoly pieces.
Really?
They have the classics, but they also have a T-Rex.
A Saddam Hussein statue?
A Saddam Hussein, yeah. But no, Mina, the Arab brother-in-law.
Yeah?
It just dominated. Start to finish, full fucking Arab landlord.
Was he? What did he get? Did he get a bunch of good like
properties?
He got
a couple monopolies in this one corner.
Which corner?
That, like no matter what, you were hitting it.
Which corner? If the board's in force, is it like towards the boardwalk side of thing? Like red, yellow?
No, opposite of boardwalk. So his was like orange.
Right past jail?
Yeah. No, yeah, that's no. The next curve. Red.
Oh man, that's tough. It goes like red, yellow, then blue. That's a tough fucking.
And it's the curve that after you go to jail every time, you got to go through that curve again.
Yeah, that sucks. Okay, got you.
And he had bought everything on there, so like if you landed on it, just banked
that whole side of the board, where you're fucked.
But he was, dude. I don't want to be too critical of him because I do love him.
Yeah.
But man, losing to a fucking dork when I get like, dude, I was super competitive, and he was such an arrogant dork. About
what properties you have?
I didn't have shit, dude. I got the railroads. I controlled the railroads. I thought that was a great.
No,
nope,
that's the biggest trap, man. You get someone with the railroads and you use that to barter, and you take their property.
Yeah,
that's a classic move.
But
in there.
I didn't know how to play. I do know how to cheat.
So he erected motels. He erected motels instantly.
Yeah, he went full fucking.
So he instinctively chucked some motels up there.
His immigrant instincts took over, and he was building hotels and gas stations and was like, you pay now. You come here, you pay. He was like, dude, I'm not fucking paying. He was like, you pay now.
He double charged your credit card every time.
He had a fan. He was just sitting there fucking, you pay me now for this. You land on my space, you pay here. I was like, I'm not fucking paying you.
So he definitely...
It just got heated. But the funniest thing was... So it was getting heated enough that I was swearing a lot.
Yeah.
And my mom was at the table also. And she was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
She stop wasn't... swearing. And I was like, shut the fuck up. I was fucking going nuts.
Yeah.
But my dad was in the living room. And my dad had a lot of money on the game, on the Eagles game.
Oh.
And he lost.
Didn't cover.
The Eagles didn't hit the over.
Oh.
So they went under, it was like 46,
mm-hmm.
and it was clear from the start that it was like 7-7 at half, and it was just like, My dad was fucked up. He got hammered. And he was in a horrible mood. So at halftime, he just gets up and starts trying to play music on the Alexa.
And like, just to take off the stage.
Yeah, he was just trying to relax. And every song he would pick, I would just blast I would blast DMX as loud as I could. Because I control the Spotify from my phone. So I could be like, Alexa, play The Temptations. Just, see, this is the fucking shit I've been talking about. And he was like, turn that off. Turn it off, Shane. You fucking asshole. It's not on Christmas. It's Christmas. Turn it off.
No DMX on Christmas.
No DMX on Christmas. And then I found a DMX Christmas song. But he was genuinely, like, he was trying to fight me. He was like, my mom was getting in between it.
Yeah.
He was genuinely like, you fucking asshole. Meanwhile, turn that the fuck off.
Your brother-in-law's empire is just growing, dude.
Is massive. My sister, he bankrupted my sister. She's
out. Oh my God.
I mean, it was just like, it was chaos. And then my dad goes back inside to watch the game. And what's really funny, it was a 9-point spread, mm-hmm. 9.5. And he had the Eagles. And they were up 3. As time expired, they scored a touchdown. Defense scored to make it 9 points. So at this point, it was 9.5, so it was 9 points, and it was like, oh, shit. And I was like, I think they have to kick the extra point. I think they're required to kick the extra point.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I'm pretty sure things got a little hazy, because then I think they respectfully knelt or something.
Oh, are you serious?
I think. Hold on. I forget.
Not to cover the spread?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because don't you got to win by, if you tie, it goes to the bookie.
Tie? Well, you can't tie, because it was a half. It was 9.5 points.
Gotcha.
But I'm pretty sure, yeah, it was 9.5, and they scored a touchdown as time expired and then didn't kick the extra point
to make it 10. Dude, that sucks.
So he was like, yes, go, go, go.
And they didn't kick it.
The last play of the game, and then they were like, ah, fuck it, 9 points. And he was like, come on.
Oh.
He was so mad. But he just happened to be running into me, who I was just as angry.
Yeah.
I was sitting there losing to Mina in fucking Monopoly.
So you guys were like two cats. You know, like, well, two cats mm-hmm. see a stray cat and they hold their anger inside.
It was full on fucking, like,
you guys were charged, dude.
We got in a fight on Christmas. Me and my dad.
You were trying to keep Monopoly great again, dude. Your dad lost a bet.
My dad lost some money. I lost to a fucking Arab in a property game. My blood was just like,
you were out of work, dude.
I needed to control the property.
You were out of work.
Yeah.
You lost your job.
Dude, I've never, like, he wasn't. My brother-in-law was such a dick about it. Like, it was just a nerd. It was a nerd. So he'd be like, you owe me $150, please.
Oh.
And it would just be like, dude, at least talk shit. Like, don't be like, it says here. Ooh, look at that. I have a hotel. You owe me $1,100. I don't think you have that, do you?
Oh, if he was talking shit, he'd be even more mad.
I wish he was talking shit.
That's true. You could start laughing and talk shit. Then there's an invitation to talk shit back. But he was just cold and calculating.
And it was in front of my mom. My mom was sitting at the table.
She laughing, clapping her hands, having a good time.
She was fucking having fun. Everyone was having fun watching me get angry. Losing at Monopoly like a bitch.
Your dad came in, dude.
And my old man came in, wanted to hear some music. He wanted to hear the Remember the Titans soundtrack. And I was like, dude, hell is hot.
Was this after the betting loss?
Yeah.
That's a good thing to listen to after you take a hard one on a fucking, on a double.
No, after the loss. By the end of the game, my dad was fucking hammered. And then he just went to bed.
That's an interesting element to drink. Like, gambling and drinking must be, like, you wake up and then you just remember the loss and you're like, fuck. Must, like, turbocharge a hangover.
It sucks. I felt bad that he
lost. A hangover cure, though. If you wake up to winning some money, you're probably like, zippity-doo-dah. Yeah.
I helped him place that bet, too.
Did you?
I was like, I think the Eagles are going to score a lot tonight and they're going to cover.
With that second string,
not a lot of points, and they didn't
cover. He
came in to
kick your fucking ass.
He was furious, and then I was. All he heard me was like just drunk swearing in the kitchen, and he was like, "You pussy, you fucking punk, turn that rap off, get that off." And I was fucking with him, so I was playing as loud as I could. Yeah, it was an ugly Christmas.
That's so fucking funny. That's hilarious, dude. Funny. That is so fucking funny. Mm-hmm.